It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Now a story on a pioneer. Broadcaster B. Thompson deserves that title. In 1980, Thompson was a reporter at WBTV when she was promoted to morning anchor. She became the first female black TV news anchor in Charlotte. Thompson is also a rarity in the industry. She spent her entire 40-year career in her hometown. And her style is also distinctive. She's easily recognizable for her tell-it-like-it-is demeanor. Here's one example from 2 years ago on the News Roundup show Off the Record on WTVI. The topic was teachers leaving the state because of low pay.
I couldn't blame an educator. I think because my God didn't give me the patience to go in a classroom and sit there with the one that you love. That's your little rascal. It's not mine. But you're asking teachers to do this.
Last month, Thompson stepped away from broadcasting full time. She's now doing PR for a mental health nonprofit. But we wanted to get her in a recording studio at least one more time. She stopped by WFAE to talk about her broadcasting career. One story that stands out, meeting with style consultants after she landed that first anchor job.
When you get a consultant who's been used to dealing with blondes, they weren't quite sure what to do. I'm going, honey, I don't do pastels. You know, I'm a jewel color woman kind of thing. And the hair? You know, there were different instances around the country where black women lost their jobs because they decided, I don't think you should be telling me how to wear my hair. And the irony of it is that continues today. There have been cases in recent years where women have been told how they should or should not wear their hair, whether they should wear locks. In my era, it was whether or not you should wear an afro. For a lot of women of color now, should she do locks or should she do the little knots? Should she do anything like that? Does it take away from her image on the air? My bottom line was, does it take away from what's coming out of my mouth? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the point that I get that across to you. If you get caught up in what I look like, then you miss the whole point of what news was.
Thompson grew up in Charlotte's Third Ward near what's now Bank of America Stadium. As a kid, she loved reading and watching television. Her siblings liked to watch The Wonderful World of Disney. Thompson preferred 60 Minutes.
I would get thumped on the head by my sister because they didn't want to watch 60 Minutes. And I just thought it was interesting. I liked it, and it let me see other things in the world that was going on.
But she didn't think about a career in broadcasting until a teacher complimented Thompson on something she thought was actually a detriment, her voice.
My voice always bothered me because I thought I sounded like a little boy. Everybody else sounded like little girls. And what I thought was something to be embarrassed about turned out to be my best asset because I have colleagues in the business who said I would kill for your voice because I can throw it. I've been in a press room with national media and I got my question answered because I could throw it further and make it last longer and make it deeper so whomever was at the podium could understand what I was saying.
It wasn't just her powerful voice that led Thompson into broadcasting. It was also something she experienced as a young girl in the 1960s, urban renewal.
We came home from school one day, and the rent man, which was Watts Realty here in Charlotte, had given all the residents, you got 30 days to move. That was my introduction to urban renewal. There was no concern about your neighborhood or where your neighbors were going, or for that matter, where are you going? Keep in mind, this was late 64, 65 at that point. So my parents had to make a decision as to where we're going to move. We got 30 days, and we got to get up out of here because they were all rental houses there. But I was an angry little girl because nobody explained to me why we had to do that. Why is it we find out, black people find out, after the decisions are made? So maybe if I can find out before it's made and give you that information, then you know how to make your decision on what you want to do. But it's hard to make a decision after other people have decided for you.
Watching Charlotte continue to undergo urban renewal and the hardship it caused for African Americans is one of the things that kept Thompson here. In the late 80s, she moved on to WCNC, where she became a morning anchor. It ended about a decade later. Thompson was reassigned. She says her boss told her she had too strong of a personality for the morning. Thompson says it was because the station wanted someone who looked like a Barbie doll in front of the camera.
When I was going through that episode and standing by myself, the people who stood with me were everyday people on the street. One of the best stories I got was some brothers who just everyday brothers in Charlotte. They were like, you know what? you are a girl. You ain't got to go through that. What'd he drive? I'm like, no, no, I don't want you to do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love, but no, I don't do nothing crazy. But they were like, yeah, but you are a girl. You from Charlotte. I don't know what they think. That meant more to me than the people who are in positions or do fabulous things here in Charlotte who I never heard from until I was back in the industry. And then I would get calls going, oh, I knew you were going to be fine. You know, our organization is having a cotillion this weekend. I'm like, really? But I never heard from you.
Thompson got back into the industry through radio. She spent the last 15 years doing news and public affairs at WBAV and WPEG. She's also been a regular on public television through the News Roundup Off the Record. But Thompson stepped away from broadcasting full-time last month to take a job as the spokeswoman for the mental health group InnerVision. The new job gives her more time to spend with her husband, who just retired. Despite breaking the glass ceiling for black women in TV news in Charlotte, Thompson doesn't see herself as a pioneer.
I feel like I've been very blessed and fortunate, and at the same time, I feel like I've gotten knocked quite a bit, and just trying to find a middle road in that. If it has made a difference for someone, and I've had young black girls to come to me and say, little girls who look like me, you made me believe that maybe I could do something like that.
Now, Thompson isn't completely done with broadcasting. She'll still offer her thoughts on the week's big stories on Off the Record. Aside from that and her new job, Thompson says she'll spend time with her husband writing Harley Davidsons. You can hear an extended version of our conversation with Thompson at WFAE.org.